You're listening to Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood, in for Kai Ryssdal. Enlisting the business sectors whose futures are up in the air, we cannot leave out restaurants, many of which have gone out of business altogether, and many which are trying to adapt with total different business models. The owners of one high-end restaurant in Berkeley, California, have actually opened a new restaurant in Oakland during the pandemic as a takeout operation. Sarah Husseini from KQED reports.
Have a great one.
Thank you.
Here in Oakland's Grand Lake neighborhood, masked employees shuttle brown-bagged orders from the kitchen to several rows of holding racks. These are destined for pickup customers waiting outside and a stream of double-parked delivery drivers. The restaurant Komal next door is heading into its first Friday night. Co-owner John Paluska is upbeat. But that wasn't the case just a few months ago when the Bay Area began its coronavirus-related shutdown.
When this whole thing hit, we were just about ready to open as a regular old restaurant. And I felt the initial response was, oh my God, this is a disaster.
Paluska already owned two side-by-side restaurants in Berkeley. One was a more upscale dine-in restaurant, Komal, that offered plates for 2 to 3 people to share for up to $56. And adjacent, a more casual cantina that offered takeout. And those takeout offerings, $11 burritos, bowls, and tacos, and a few dine-in favorites, started flying out the door. In fact, the cantina, also called Komal Next Door, recently had its best day ever.
So we're actually over 100% of our historical high water marks.
Paluska's using the same approach for the new restaurant in Oakland and can't see changing it anytime soon, even once indoor eating is allowed. Now, refrigerators and shelving racks have taken over the original Komal's former dining rooms.
And we're having enough success with this where we feel like we just want to ride this out until we're on the other side of the pandemic, and I think it's going to be a long time.
And as the pandemic continues, he wants to protect the health of his staff. After having laid off all of his employees early on, he's been able to hire about half back, thanks to a PPP loan.
People say pickup is the new dine-in.
That's California Restaurant Association President Jot Condi. He says Komal Next Door is an example of how the pandemic is reshaping the industry.
Where you have talented chefs creating what used to be food served on a white tablecloth, putting out quality food in a sort of grab-and-go type of setting, and are meeting the demand of the customers as they're evolving.
Condi estimates that about a third of California eateries won't survive the pandemic. He predicts the overall restaurant failure rate will be even worse, up to 50% in urban areas that rely on tourists, like San Francisco. So the city is looking at other models for the future. Jay Chang is with San Francisco's Chamber of Commerce.
We have an economic recovery playbook that we built in the chamber, and commissary kitchens, like shared kitchens, and helping restaurants pivot to takeout and delivery is like our top priority. It's like what we think is the future of the restaurant industry. It has to be.
Chang says restaurants that can shift their operations won't necessarily be raking in the cash, as takeout margins can be thin, but they might just be able to survive. Back in Oakland, longtime Komal customer Dave Collins is picking up his takeout order from the newest spinoff restaurant.
Got a veggie bowl and a carnitas bowl. We're going to share it. And a giant cocktail.
You heard that right. A giant cocktail to go. In Oakland, I'm Sarah Husseini for Marketplace.